This hour, the podcast is exclusively sponsored by my good friends at Advantage Gold. Advantage Gold is a five-star rated gold company with one-of-a-kind customer service. And when it comes to gold and precious metals, Advantage Gold is the only company I'll work with. Call Advantage Gold today and make sure you let them know that Mark Levin sent you. And now, let's begin.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. It's amazing. Joe Biden's at war with the American people, and he's at war with the Israeli people. You know, I posted something from memory, Welcome America, memri.org, where an imam in Michigan was calling for the slaughter of the Jews. And an imam in Michigan. There are many imams in Michigan who call for the slaughter of Jews. Many of them are in Dearborn, Michigan, but not exclusively. There are many imams all over the country, especially in California, who call for the slaughter of the Jews. Now, this should not be commonplace, because these same imams call for the overthrow of the United States government. They call for Islamist revolution in the United States. How did these people get here? Don't we even have any basic norms when it comes to immigration? And when you listen to them and when you read fantastic sites like Memory, they're speaking broken English. They're not they're here first generation. We have no standards anymore? And the group CARE can operate freely? Nobody's bringing lawsuits against them to try and bankrupt them like they are against other groups, the Federalist Society, National Rifle Association, the list is a long one. And of course, the media cover it up. I spent this weekend on Life, Liberty, and Levin, Saturday and Sunday, going through the totalitarianism that is the Democrat Party. A real twofer when it comes to coups, trying to imprison Donald Trump so Joe Biden doesn't have to run against anybody but third party. And, of course, the coup in Israel. The Democrat Party is totalitarian. That's what it is. It's totalitarian. Trump is in Dayton, Ohio, Saturday, as you well know. And he's talking to auto workers and others. And he's talking about how there's going to be a bloodbath in the auto industry. Because the communist Chinese are sending in, that is, pushing for vehicles, their vehicles, trying to get them through under the names of other countries. And here's what he says. Cut one, go.
They want to do this all electric nonsense where the cars don't go far, they cost too much, and they're all made in China. And the head of the United auto workers never probably shook hands with a Republican before. They're destroying. You know, Mexico has taken over a period of 30 years, 34% of the automobile manufacturing business in our country. Think of it. Went to Mexico. China now is building a couple of massive plants where they're going to build the cars in Mexico and think that they're going to sell those cars into the United States with no tax at the border. Let me tell you something to China. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole, that's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. But they're not going to sell those cars. They're building massive factories. A friend of mine, all he does is build car manufacturing plants. He's the biggest in the world.
Okay, you get the drift. So the Democrats are desperate to create the scenario that not only was January 6th an insurrection led by Trump, which is a lie told over and again and over and again. Not only that Donald Trump is Hitler, Mussolini, and Stalin combined, not only will he imprison his political opponents, and of course he didn't imprison his political opponents, that's Joe Biden, but that he's calling for a bloodbath. Now this went on for about an hour and a half until people said, wait a minute, Elon Musk, others said, what are you talking about? This is so ridiculous. Here's a montage of the media, hat tip Grabian, and what they tried to pull. Cut two, go.
But as Politico.com reports tonight on the, quote, bloodbath at the RNC.
Headlines calling it a, quote, bloodbath.
Be a bloodbath. Not only is it going to be a bloodbath, but after they leave New Hampshire, it's a bloodbath on her home turf. That's really tough.
Trump has left a lot of corpses in his wake. I mean, we can count the bodies
as part of the, quote, MAGA drive to take over Maricopa County. And the headline refers to it as an impending bloodbath.
Columnist Charles Blow has a new piece for the New York Times entitled A Biden Bloodbath.
2018 midterms, you can bet that they 100% are fearing a slaughter. In fact, the word bloodbath and massacre come up frequently.
The Republican Party will be destroyed. It's going to be a bloodbath.
There's going to be a bloodbath one way or the other.
Bloodbath for Bernie Sanders.
It's been a bloodbath there, shaping up to be a bloodbath.
Head off a bloodbath in next year's crucial midterm.
Off-year elections are often a bloodbath.
This week's bloodbath for Democrats,
a bloodbath at the ballot box.
There could be a Republican bloodbath.
They'll talk about a bloodbath.
It's a bloodbath. I have to talk about you.
It's going to be a bloodbath all day long.
Is in for a bloodbath.
Hasn't been a bloodbath on the way down.
Donald Trump bloodbath.
Be a bloodbath.
Predicted to be a bloodbath. May not be the bloodbath.
It would be a bloodbath.
More of a bloodbath.
It's going to be a bloodbath in November.
Possible Biden bloodbath. This November,
the bloodbath on Wall Street.
There's going to be a bloodbath
in Alabama into a bloodbath.
Obviously, there was a bloodbath.
It was a bloodbath. We're down 800 points.
This bloodbath at Department of Homeland Security.
And it's a bloodbath today.
There was going to be this bloodbath.
Election bloodbath.
It could be a bloodbath for them.
Bloodbath, possibly.
Bloodbath that went through with the Attorney General.
Bloodbath 99 days out.
The bloodbath is going to look like.
Presided over a bloodbath in the diplomatic corps.
Absolute, in my opinion, bloodbath the Democrats
are calling it. A ticket sales turned into a bloodbath.
Ticket sales for singer Taylor Swift's latest tour.
It's safe to
all right,
say.
That's enough. It goes on and on and on. Media using the term bloodbath. Donald Trump uses it in a perfectly legitimate context, and then they lie. One after another. News organization. I counted 12. But there were many more. It's like the Charlottesville riot that took place, the protests there. But they kept twisting what Donald Trump said. He didn't say what they said he said. And right from this microphone, I played it for you. I read it again, the text, the actual text. It didn't say what they said it said. And in a minor footnote, it reminds me of my own situation when it came to Wolf Blitzer, Mr. Producer. Remember that one? Did he say, there, are they? Oh, Marx, an anti... I tell you, folks, this is how it works. This is a sick party with a sick one-party media. I want to read something to you. And by the way, they picked all that up from the Trump campaign that put it out. Biden principal deputy campaign manager, Quinton Fulks. Careful how you say that. He put it out. Pelosi put it out yesterday. And so they conga line. They walk behind him. Michael Beschlosh, a complete fraud. Michael Tyler, the Biden campaign communications director. They're all out there pushing it. And of course, Bill Cassidy on Meet the Press, who's a nut. An absolute nut. And a Republican. Well, that's why they have him on Meet the Press, because he's a nut and a Republican. I'm going to take a little early break, and we're going to go through this, what you see. The Democrat Party trying to take Trump off the ballot. The Democrat Party twisting the Constitution into knots. The Democrat Party trying to put Trump in prison to clear the field for Biden. Biden trying to impose a coup on the leadership in Israel to install a government that he wants. Biden supporting imams and others who are talking about the elimination of Jews. He doesn't say a single thing. A single thing. If anybody got up at the pulpit and said the same thing about any race, except the white race, any race, we'd have headlines everywhere. I put it on my social media sites. Together, what do we have? About 5 million, all the sites combined, Mr. Producer? Something like that. A little over 5 million. I put it out. It's not like it's not available. I talk about it on the show. 14.5 million listeners on all platforms and formats. So it's not a secret. Now, if I say something they don't like, it'll be all over the place. But I'm telling them what these imams said and what these imams are saying, and there's crickets. So they must agree with them. But it's time for us to go deep again, and I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Our once mighty dollars under siege from runaway inflation. For those still working, your paychecks buy less while costs for gas, food, cars, utilities skyrocket thanks to inflation. That's why I'm urging all my listeners to register for the upcoming Gold and Silver Summit hosted by our friends at Advantage Gold. It's a fantastic seminar. They'll teach you how to take steps to help guard your wealth from inflation using asset diversification into physical precious metals. Gold and silver hold intrinsic value that should remain untouched by government manipulation. Folks, don't wait for the Fed's reckless policies to completely devalue the dollar and steal your life savings. Call now while free registration is open. I'm telling you, this is a fantastic seminar. Call 800-900-8000 right now. The Gold and Silver Summit could provide the vital insights we need to protect our families. 800-900-8000. Tell them Mark Levin sent you. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional. In 2017, Freedom House, which was founded in 1941, and is a center-left organization, but nonetheless, they do a lot of good work, released a substantial report on modern authoritarianism, and they focused primarily, not exclusively, but on communist China and fascistic Russia. And although focused mostly on them, I believe as I read through the report, many significant respects, as I pointed out in the Democrat Party Hates America, the document reflects what is occurring in the United States at the command of the Democrat Party and the implementation of its extra-constitutional, economic, and political schemes. Since 2017, the situation in the United States has become significantly worse and even dire. So when I apply the report in part, many of the Democrat Party's aims and actions to the Freedom House analysis on China and Russia, the similarities are daunting. They're stunning. As a general matter, Freedom House declared that the 21st century has been marked by a resurgence of authoritarian rule that has proved resilient despite economic fragility and occasional popular resistance. Modern authoritarianism has succeeded, they said, where previous totalitarian systems failed due to refined and nuanced strategies of repression, the exploitation of open societies, and the spread of illiberal policies in democratic countries themselves. I want you to think of the Democrats, Biden, and what's happening to our country as I go through this with you. So the leaders of today's authoritarian systems devote full-time attention to the challenge of crippling the opposition, they write, without annihilating it and flouting the rule of law while maintaining a plausible veneer of order, legitimacy, and prosperity. Now, if that doesn't define what's going on in this country, nothing does. And I point out, frankly, I can think of no better description of the Democrat Party and Democrat Party rule. The Democrat Party seeks to eliminate the Senate filibuster rule in order to pass legislation that will fundamentally alter innumerable aspects of our culture and society. Add four more Democrat senators to the Senate to prevent the Republican Party from ever winning a majority in the Senate. Add justices to the Supreme Court in order to control the ideological makeup of the court for decades to come and change the rules, processes, and outcomes of the popular vote throughout the nation to make it impossible for the Republican Party to win the presidency and majorities in Congress. The goal is to cripple the opposition, the Republican Party, without annihilating it, as the report says, and empower the Democrat Party into the distant future. And of course, the Democrat Party's use of the Department of Justice, FBI, IRS, and so forth against political opponents is the stuff of police state autocracies. And since then, the effort to boot Trump from the ballot and all these other things. So this report goes on. They say central to the modern authoritarian strategy is the capture of institutions that undergird political pluralism. The goal is to dominate not only the executive and legislative branches, but also the media, the judiciary, the civil society, the commanding heights of the economy, and the security forces, federal law enforcement, in our case, the so-called Justice Department. And they claim to be talking about Russia and Communist China. And I say, indeed, the Democrat Party pulled this off in California, which was once a reliably Republican state in presidential elections. California was the biggest barrier to Democrat Party winning the presidency. Republicans won the state in nearly every presidential election between 1952 and 1988, except for 1964. In large part, the Democrat Party succeeded in changing the state's immigration system, voting system, and redistricting system. The Democrat Party now has supermajorities in the California legislature. Administrative agencies, departments, and commissions are populated with radicals loyal to the party, as is the judiciary in California. The Democrat Party-aligned teachers' unions have de facto control over the school system and classrooms. Pulled it off. Now, the report description of the modern authoritarian strategy, however, is increasingly present and visible not just in California, but in our whole country. The modern-day American media are effectively an appendage of and mouthpiece for the Democrat Party and its agenda. The public school system are ruled by Democrat Party-aligned teachers' unions. The tenured college and university professors are overwhelmingly members of the Democrat Party and ideological propagandists for its agenda. This is what I'm writing. Billionaire George Soros is among several oligarchs who spend widely to support the Democrat Party and their radical causes. The Biden administration's all of government indoctrination by imposing critical race theory and the use of woke brainwashing throughout the federal bureaucracy. The regulatory imposition by federal entities on the SEC for ESG and DEI and all the rest of it, and they go on. This is totalitarian indoctrination, Democrat Party stuff. And that's why you see the kind of reporting you see. I've got more. I'll be right back. Attention, fellow Americans. Mark Levin here with a warning and a solution. I feel like our country's being destroyed by out-of-control spending and debt thanks to Biden and the American Marxists. And your hard-earned savings and retirement could be at risk from their socialist schemes. That's why you should consider Advantage Gold, the best of the best, a U.S.-based company that specializes in helping everyday Americans protect their wealth. They have a simple solution to help you even potentially grow your wealth despite the attacks from Washington. I urge you to register for their upcoming Gold and Silver Summit. It's fabulous. A free online event where you'll learn tips to help safeguard your finances by diversifying into physical precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. Call them right now to sign up securely for this pivotal summit. It is crucial. Tell them Mark Levin sent you for a special bonus. Call 800-900-8000 right now. Performance may vary. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Liberty's voice, Mark Levin. Talk with that voice now, 877-381-3811.
This case before the Supreme Court, First Amendment case, two courts have ruled on it and ruled on it properly, but it looks like the court may be going south on this. Whether and the extent to which the federal government or any government can interact with social media platforms in order to spread information or stop the spread of information, not through coercion, but suggestion. So I'm thinking to myself, when you hear some of these justices say, this is when the government needs to step up. Government has a right to speak too. Somebody stopping the government from speaking, Mr. Medusa? I mean, are we saying that the television networks, the cable networks, the print paper networks, all the rest of them, they don't have access to? Of course they do. In fact, the problem is the government has the most powerful voice in the media today. And in fact, the media regurgitate much of what the government has to say. But the First Amendment's part of the Bill of Rights. And the Bill of Rights are there to protect the individual, not the government. And so when you hear a justice like Jackson or even Roberts, well, what about the government's right? And what about the government's ability to speak? The government can speak. The government can see something on a social platform and have its appropriate officials or the president himself or whomever come out and denounce it, challenge it. They've got the biggest voice independently and collectively of any other voice of any kind in this country. So the government's not the victim. The government's not prevented from speaking. It's prevented from doing what it's been doing, and it's prevented from laying the foundation for mission creep, is what's always the problem with the government, and tyranny. Like on the virus and the vaccines. And I want to tell the justices something. You get a call from the FBI or Department of Homeland Security or somebody at the White House, or even a guy like Adam Schiff, and you run Facebook or Twitter or what have you, and you say, you'd rather not do that. What do you think these companies are going to think? That they better fall in line. Why? Because they might be investigated by the FBI. They might be subjected to Internal Revenue Service investigations or the SEC. Ask Elon Musk if he's been targeted since he bought Twitter and turned it into X. With investigations and so forth. They're public. We know he has been. And so what these justices miss is that their job is to protect you and me under the Bill of Rights. The government has 1,000 ways to communicate. We don't, at least not nationally. I do, but you don't. And of course, the interference in elections, whether it's the laptop and so forth and so on. Coercion. That's the key, coercion. When the government knocks at the door, people listen. They're nervous. They're worried. Why is the government here? When an official of the government contacts a corporation, they react exactly the same way. Whether they're a social media corporation or any other kind of corporation. And you should always side on the side of speech, wherever possible. When it comes to the federal government, and this federal government under Joe Biden has a history, has a pattern of trying to set up a disinformation board at the DHS. That sounds Third Reich. That sounds Third Reich. What do you think the framers of the Constitution would say about that? They've got a bully pulpit. Biden barely uses it, but he's got it. They have a daily press briefing. Nobody's interfering with any of that. The government get out any information it wants. It leaks on people. It puts out information on people. We see it all the time. We know what's going on. But if the court is going to enshrine that this regime or any regime in the government has the power to put its finger on the balance of speech in this country, that is a horrendous decision. If that's what's coming, and it sounds like it is. Horrendous decision. This administration has pushed the edge of the envelope in every conceivable way when it comes to the Constitution and the law, because the Constitution and the law limit this administration, and this administration seeks unlimited power. The only reason this is an issue is because of what the Biden administration did. Oh, the Trump administration, too. Nobody has done anything the extent of the Biden administration, whether it's the border, whether it's pushing constitutional issues, it's lawlessness with the student loans. There are no comparisons. Not in modern American history. There are none, let alone, Trump, period. And these justices need to get their heads around the fact that we are dealing with a totalitarian regime and a totalitarian party. Are they not upset that Joe Biden gave them the finger when it came to the ruling on student loans? Are they not upset that Joe Biden gave them the finger when it came to tenant-landlord relations being managed from health agencies in Washington, D.C., for which there's no authority? Well, that's what they're dealing with. When their solicitor walks into the Supreme Court to make an argument, do they not understand what he's arguing for and who he's arguing for? This administration has never pushed for more liberty. This administration has never pushed for more actual equality. It's going into court. It's arguing against Asian kids getting into Harvard because they're just too damn smart. And more of these justices stand on the side of this totalitarian regime. It's a grotesque miscarriage of justice. Grotesque. The Bill of Rights are there for a reason. They're under attack by the Democrats, whether it's the Second Amendment and your right to have a weapon, freedom of speech, and also freedom of religion, depending on which religion. Imams in this country, are free to talk about slaughtering Jews right there from the pulpit, free to talk about it. Free to talk about it. That's protected. It's also protected to chase Jewish kids down, to attack Orthodox rabbis in Brooklyn, all protected. Pretty sick. And this is a problem. Now, I don't know what the court's going to do, but here's the truth about the Supreme Court. They call it a conservative court. Here's the absolute truth. It's not a conservative court. That is, it is not a constitutionalist court. You have a weak underbelly. A weak underbelly. You have the three hardcore radical Democrats on big issues who will never, ever separate. You have the real constitutionalists, of which there are three. Thomas, Alito, and Gorsuch. The one that kind of leans toward constitutionalists from time to time, Kavanaugh. Now you have Barrett, who's now turned into a sort of a socialite, I guess. She's worried about appearances. Can't we all get along? Of course, that's not her job. Her job is to follow the Constitution. She has a great deal of problem doing it. She is completely embarrassed and undermined all the people who supported her. And they have John Roberts, who I call Hollywood John, who's very concerned about what the New York Times and his close friend Thomas Friedman think. Those three, particularly those two, are a huge problem. Question is, will they actually have the guts? Will they actually have the guts to uphold the Constitution, even if it means throwing out a Jack Smith case? I'm concerned a lot about it. A lot. And I really am not sure that they do. But this one I'm talking about, this totalitarian Democrat regime, those are their justices, their judges, their Department of Justice, their U.S. attorneys, their district attorneys. It's their foreign policy. Now, just think about it. All the genocidal, mass-murdering regimes on the face of the earth, and so many of them in the Middle East. And what are they focused on? Destroying the state of Israel. Chopping it up into pieces. Making it impossible for them to win wars. They're lying about the casualties. As I have done more than anybody else to demonstrate. My buddy Sid, too. But nobody else is. The report written in the tablet by that expert on statistics from the University of Pennsylvania Wharton School. It's been on this show. Was on my Fox show on Sunday. Absolutely ignored by the vast majority of the media, if not all of it, as far as I can tell. All of it. Why? Because the narrative is to destroy Israel. They're propping up Iran with $100 billion, propping up all their enemy surrogates, our enemies. And they're focused on Israel? It's a totalitarian regime we're living under. Now, totalitarian regimes start out easy. People vote for them. People begin to believe in them. I'm going to give you a perfect example. Personal experience on Sunday. My wife, Stuart Taylor, whose son, the Taylor Force Act is named after, you might recall that his son, West Point, an American combat veteran, he goes over to Israel, into Jerusalem with a group of others, for a week or 10 days on a special, really, tour. And he's murdered. The peaceful Palestinians under the PLO attack the group and stab him to death. An American hero. So the Taylor Force Act is passed. I'm cutting to the chase. Basically says no more money to the PLO, to Arafat and Abbas's PLO, unless they stop giving out money as pensions and awards to terrorists who kill people. Americans, Jews, whomever. If the terrorist is killed, then they give it to the family, a lifetime pension. The more damage they do, the bigger the pension. Trump said no more of this. Taylor Force Act is passed by Congress, both parties, signed by Trump. Joe Biden funds it. He funds the PLO anyway. He schemes and looks for ways to get around the Taylor Force Act, which he's not enforcing. Joe Biden has done a lot of things. I'm just talking to you about totalitarian mindset in the Democrat Party. So we're at this event. Mr. Taylor's there. Our dear friend Alan West is there. And my brilliant wife, Julie Strauss Levin, is there. They're up on the stage and they're talking at this event, I believe it's once a year, in Florida, about anti-Semitism and the Holocaust. So my wife, Julie, pointed out what this Biden administration has been doing. And it's seconded by Alan West. There's over 500 people in the audience, Mr. Producer. About 30 of them get up and walk out and protest. They're Jews. 30 show up. They all show up. They want to hear about anti-Semitism and the Holocaust. They're hearing the truth about the mini Holocaust that took place on October 7th, such as it is. They get up and they walk out. And then they write nasty notes to the Gross Foundation, Mrs. Gross, who spend their own money to have these events. These people just show up. Because you see, it's a totalitarian mindset. It's not the issues. You're either Democrat for Biden or that's it. One of the women confronted Alan West, got in his face and started screaming at him. It took somebody and security to step between her and what she was doing and gently remove her. I walked outside and this guy gets in my face, Mr. Producer. He's up to about my nose. He's probably about 5 years older than I am. I don't know. Sticks his finger in my face and says, "You should be ashamed of yourself." Because during the course of those people walking out, I took it upon myself to bar the microphone, and I lectured them in a way that they needed to be lectured, if you get my drift. And I put my finger in his face, and I said, I don't need lectures from blank lily blanks like you. I don't need lectures from blankety blanks like you. History will talk about people just like you destroying your own country, America, and destroying our ally while you sit there on a seminar on anti-Semitism and the Holocaust. You sit there, and how dare anybody mention Biden or the Democrat Party? How dare they? He was stunned that I would dare to respond to him. Not just in like kind times 10, Mr. Producer. This is what I mean about totalitarian. It doesn't matter what they do, what they say, how they do it, in the Democrat Party or Biden, these people will walk over broken glass to vote for him. That's how sick it is. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
My fellow Americans, we're living in very perilous economic times. Washington seems determined to bankrupt our nation with endless stimulus spending. As they devalue our dollar, hardworking Americans like you could lose everything. That's why I urge you strongly, register for the upcoming Gold and Silver Summit hosted by our friends at Advantage Gold. They'll teach you how to help guard your wealth using asset diversification into physical precious metals. Gold and silver can offer a defense against the dollar's devaluation, and the experts at Advantage Gold will explain how you can convert some of your savings into precious metals that can protect and potentially grow your wealth. With currency debasement from Washington and global uncertainty on the rise, gold and silver diversification can offer you some stability. Call 800-900-8000 right now to sign up. 800-900-8000 now. Tell them Mark Levin sent you. Performance may vary. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results. You should always consult your financial and tax professional. Let me ask you guys a quick question. Is there not a multi-billionaire out there, or a couple of billionaires, who have liquidity, who could lend President Trump, you know, at a normal rate, like any bank would, the funds to file an appeal in the outrageous Letitia James Democrat Party case that's trying to bankrupt him in New York? I don't understand this. You see my point, Mr. Producer? He's going to have to sell his assets for pennies on the dollar? I mean, isn't this the time to step up? He's good for the money, but he's got it in assets. And should he ultimately lose the case, which I don't think he will if he goes to the Supreme Court on the Eighth Amendment, they're going to get paid with interest anyway, regardless. So where are they? And I'm quite serious about what I just suggested as I sit here. There are Republicans, conservatives, with access to, if not outright, control over hundreds of billions of dollars. You're going to leave Trump just hanging there? Seriously? Are you going to make him sell his properties for pennies on the dollar? From an outrageous attack like this? I'll be right back. This segment of the podcast is exclusively sponsored by Pure Talk. Pure Talk offers great coverage and can save your family money on your wireless bill every single month. Go to puretalk.com to find the plan that's right for you. Thank you again for listening, and thank you so much for this sponsorship, Pure Talk.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. If you're Jewish and you vote for Joe Biden, you've lost your minds. Maybe you never had one. Maybe you never had one. We have imams in this country who are talking about the extermination of Jews. They're not on the FBI watch list, to the best of my knowledge. They're not being deported if they're here temporarily or is some limited legal status. Media aren't reporting about them. That's the Biden media. Out of your minds. And then you have Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer will go down in history. He and a gaggle of others, like Blinken, and others like Freeman, as the greatest Jew backstabbers in history. I want you to read something, or I want to read something to you by Andrew Stein in the New York Post. Now, who's Andrew Stein and why does it matter? It matters because it's very interesting. This man used to be an extremely popular and powerful Democrat in the city of New York. Extremely powerful in the city of New York. He served as the New York City Council president from 1986 to 1994. And here's what he says. You ready? Why this Democratic Nikki Haley backer is endorsing Trump for president. By the way, Nikki Haley is not. It's time for America to come together and make Donald Trump the next president of the United States. I was one of those who doubted he could pull off a second presidential victory and back Nikki Haley. I was wrong. Trump is ready to be president again, and the country needs him. Andrew Stein. He died 91 times by biased prosecutors out to stop him. Trump has engineered a great comeback. He proved himself right. He's the one candidate who can overcome the left-wing machine that's taken over our politics and our institutions. So here's a Jewish Democrat. So the center left. He says, wait a minute, the whole damn country's blowing up and the Democrats are doing it. Democrats dream Donald Trump is a threat to democracy, so while doing everything they can to block voters from being able to see him, let alone vote for him. He's talking about the media outlets that cut him off when he's speaking. These same Democrats keep yelling nothing to see here about Biden kin systematically using the family name to collect $20 million or more from the world's shadiest interests. Nikki Haley, he writes, has a distinguished record as a governor and appealed to independent voters and Democrats, but never really found a compelling message to energize the broader Republican Party. She says she's a good conservative Republican, but she's failed to endorse Trump despite taking a pledge to support the GOP winner. Why? Because she's a liar. That's why. It's time she encouraged her voters to get behind Trump as the one candidate who can put America first and actively campaign for him. Winning Vermont and D.C. is not enough. Again, Andrew Stein, the former president of the New York City Council. Democrat. The Republican primary process did exactly what democracy is supposed to do. A diverse set of candidates offered themselves up to the people. Campaigned hard and debated the issues. The voters sorted out, one after one, who they think should serve as president. Governor Ron DeSantis started out with every advantage, he writes, from a big gubernatorial victory in his state to well over $100 million in funding. But month after month, his support shrank and Trump's grew. And as you know, I'm a big fan of Governor Trump. But these are the facts. No candidate could generate the former president's appeal and enthusiasm. The campaign Trump ran was smart and disciplined. He stayed away from the raucous debates, but was out on the campaign trail and available for interviews and town halls. He had a message for America. It's time to get back to the policies that generated a great economy, a secure border, and a safer world. It's that simple, Mark adds. America is careening out of control, writes Andrew Stein, with a president literally asleep at the switch and letting our enemies gain ground in every region of the world. The deficit is growing by trillions of dollars. As many as 10 million people entered after crossing the border illegally over the last 3 years alone. And Taiwan, Israel, and Ukraine are all under siege to one degree or another. Left-wing administration and court appointees are taking the country in crazy cultural directions. They've turned everyone into oppressors and victims, spreading division and hate and teaching it to our children, writes Andrew Stein, Democrat. Anti-Semitism has become commonplace as Democrats coddle the left-wing squad out of fear of losing votes. The lawfare being run against Trump is despicable. Unproven legal theories are being driven through the courts. You paying attention, justices on the Supreme Court? You going to put an end to this or not? The only thing they have in common is prosecutors and attorneys general who hate Donald Trump. An unprecedented judgment has been rendered against Trump in New York for not defrauding a single bank and paying back every loan, one ever advanced to him. Trump has been indicted over January 6th when his only public effort was to give a speech, which he told people to protest peacefully, writes Andrew Stein, Democrat. No connection whatever to violent actors has been proved or even suggested. All this is after Democrats spent years pursuing him and his family with a hoax-driven probe trying to prove he was a Russian agent, which was preposterous but dominated the media. They've even attempted to knock Trump off the ballot in multiple states. The Supreme Court had to intervene 9-0 to restore balance to our political system, which is being manipulated to deprive voters of the former president and candidate leading in almost all polls. Voters know what you get with Trump and Biden. They've seen them both up close. And most believe Trump was a better president and made them better off. I was an early supporter and backer of Trump over the years after what I saw him do in New York. He built great buildings and even restored an abandoned ice skating rink. Already he was doing things no one thought possible. As president, he destroyed ISIS in months, eliminated dangerous Iranian terrorist leaders, and held North Korea and Russia at bay. Trump has proved he deserves to finish his presidency with four more years. I love the way he put that. He's the overwhelming choice of Republican primary voters after a fair and open process. It is time for not just Republicans, but the rest of America to get behind Trump and defeat the well-funded lawfare and propaganda machine of the left-wing fanatics who would give us yet another 4 years of misery. Andrew Stein. A Democrat served as New York City Council President 1986 to 94. Remember him, Mr. Producer? But now the kooks, the Marxists have taken over. See, Stein was never a Marxist. Now the Marxists have taken over. And he sees what's going on. Now there's somebody who's got his head screwed on right. Unlike the 30 or so people at the event that my wife and I attended yesterday. But it's not just any Jew who votes for Trump is out of their mind. Any actual practicing Catholic votes for Biden is out of their mind. Biden is and should run on the number one leader in promoting abortion on demand at all stages of pregnancy. And abortion under Joe Biden has gone through the roof despite the Dobbs decision. They're proud of this. So much for being rare and safe. They're proud of this. And here's the little secret nobody will discuss. As a proportion of the population, the black community has more abortions than any other community as a proportion of the population. See, the Democrats used to believe in eugenics, which was also aimed at black people under Woodrow Wilson. But the second out of the closet, former racist segregationist, I would argue still, Joe Biden, he camouflages it better. It's a right, a taxpayer-funded right, and no discussion beyond that. It's a civil right. So our lady friends in the suburbs can understand that they stand for civil rights, and of course the rest of us hate civil rights, you know. Very, very important. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
If Pure Talk believes in American values and that free should mean exactly that, free. Switch to Pure Talk today and get a free Samsung 5G smartphone. No four-line requirement, no activation fees, just a Samsung that's built to last with a rugged screen, quick charging battery, and top-tier data security. Qualifying plans start at just $35 a month for unlimited talk, text, 15 gigs of data, and mobile hotspot. Pure Talk will connect you to the most dependable 5G network in America for half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year. So let Pure Talk's expert U.S. customer service team help you make the switch today. Just go to puretalk.com/Levin, L-E-V-I-N, and claim your eligibility for your free brand new Samsung 5G smartphone and start saving on wireless today. Again, go to puretalk.com/Levin to switch to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Who really runs TikTok? To listen to these phonies like Rand Paul. He's a phony. That's right, I said it. He's a phony. Not a constitutional conservative. He's a whacked out libertarian, which means maybe 70% of the time he's a constitutional conservative. Other times, in my view, he's not. Same with our friend Tom Massey, who I like, personally. There's a fantastic piece in the nationalpulse.com. Who really owns TikTok? The fact that we have to debate this and fight this and have to play with these phony words like, oh, it's free speech for the communist Chinese to infiltrate our homes, our schools, our classrooms. For the communist Chinese to spy on us, to gather data on us? Oh, it's free speech. Now, how stupid is that? You don't have to be a constitutional expert. The renewed effort in Congress to force Chinese-owned ByteDance to divest from TikTok has sparked questions over how the two foreign companies are structured. Opponents of the bill, sponsored by Mike Gallagher, are pushing two talking points regarding TikTok and ByteDance, the corporate governance. That's the umbrella company, and that's the one that's owned by the Communist Chinese. The first is that both TikTok and ByteDance are incorporated in the Cayman Islands and are thus not Chinese companies, not subject to the Communist State's 2017 National Intelligence Law. The second talking point is that ByteDance, TikTok's parent company, only has 20% ownership by communist Chinese founders and investors, while employees own an additional 20%. Any global investors make up 60% of the ownership. On paper, both points appear to ring true to the casual observer. The nature of China's regulatory and socio-political structures obfuscates the extent to which ByteDance and its conjunction TikTok are controlled by the Chinese Communist Party and military. TikTok, its parent company, ByteDance, are technically incorporated in the Cayman Islands. Considered one of the top tax havens for multinational companies, there are more corporations supposedly, quote-unquote, located in that Caribbean island nation than there are people. But just because TikTok and ByteDance are incorporated there doesn't mean a damn thing. They're not Cayman Island companies. ByteDance is headquartered in Beijing, China, the capital and socio-political center of the communist state. TikTok, meanwhile, is headquartered in Singapore and Los Angeles. Students of history may remember that Singapore's political and economic elite are comprised primarily of individuals, comprised of primarily individuals, who claim Chinese national origin, with the two Asian nations maintaining close economic relations. Over the past several years, Chinese investment has accounted for up to 10% of Singapore's GDP, its entire economy. Additionally, Singapore regularly stands accused of Singapore washing Chinese firms. TikTok, in fact, only moved its headquarters from Beijing to Singapore after concerns were raised about the company's connections to the Chinese military and CCP. The divestiture legislation doesn't use a company's physical incorporated address as the basis for defining where the company is from. Instead, it asks the U.S. government to consider and provide evidence that a foreign or multinational company is controlled by an adversary of the United States. Wow, that's so controversial! Yes, that's right. Currently, the recognized foreign adversaries of the U.S. are North Korea, the Islamic Republic of Iran, Communist China, and fascistic Russia. The question of control is critical and brings us to the next talking point deployed by the TikTok allies in Congress. Only 20% is Chinese owned, really? Opponents of forcing ByteDance to divest from TikTok or face a U.S. ban have taken to repeating a relatively new CCP Communist Party talking point, claiming ByteDance is only 20% Chinese-owned. The first reference to the ownership breakdown appears to have run in Politico on March 2023, always reliable, of course, just as ByteDance ramped up lobbying efforts on Capitol Hill to head off a potential ban on TikTok. According to the article, the ownership of the TikTok parent company comprises 20% Chinese founders and investors, 20% employees, 60% foreign global investors. This claim is utterly misleading. ByteDance's operations are almost entirely located in communist China, meaning its employees are predominant Chinese nationals, putting Chinese ownership closer to 40% than 20%. Also, among its global investors are ethnic Chinese who reside as citizens in foreign countries like Singapore, but who carry out the interests of the Communist Party in China. Senator Rand Paul, an opponent, has repeatedly made the only 20% Chinese ownership claim. Earlier this week, he got into a heated exchange on Fox and Friends while repeating the claim. Even Wikipedia, which we cannot stand now, reflects the 20% claim with the corporate structure, unquote, section for ByteTech entry updated in August of 2023. Again, coinciding with ByteDance's increased lobbying operations on Capitol Hill. Now, despite claims made by Senator Rand Paul and our friend Tom Massey, both of whom received significant campaign support from U.S. billionaire Republican Jeff Yass, who is heavily invested in TikTok, the social media company and its Chinese parent company, ByteDance, our Chinese-owned ByteDance, was founded by Chinese nationals Xi Jinping and Lin Jiang. Zhang still serves as the company's chairman, as its CEO. Even more disturbing is that, like most Chinese-based corporations, ByteDance has its own internal Communist Chinese Party committee. This body represents the interests of the Chinese state within the company and represents the true center of ByteDance's corporate governance. In 2021, a collection of Chinese state-owned entities acquired a percentage stake in ByteDance's Beijing subsidiary in the form of golden shares, which gave Communist Party officials three board seats with absolute veto power. One of the three entities was the Cyberspace Administration of China, which serves the Communist Party as the Communist Party's internet regulator. You see what a bunch of crap you've been fed? Chinese regulatory law has been used to obfuscate the extent to which the Communist Party directly controls ByteDance, as is the case with many Chinese-based companies deemed critical to the Communist Party's interests. One of the CCP appointed board members is Wu Zhixiang, a party official with an extensive background in state propaganda. ByteDance is believed to have extensive ties to the Chinese military intelligence. Despite the company's claims, it does not appear to be subject to China's 2017 national intelligence law. The law requires companies incorporated or operating in China to hand over data and other information to the CCP's Ministry of State Security and Ministry of Public Security. I want to finish this article so you know how outrageous the defenders of this. This is basically communist China in the United States. Gathering your data, gathering the data on your children, using the data so they can use it against you and blackmail you and undermine our country. And we literally have Republicans defending this. I'm going to finish this up. I'll be right back. Pure Talk believes in American values and that free should mean exactly that, free. Switch to Pure Talk today and get a free Samsung 5G smartphone. No four-line requirement, no activation fees, just a Samsung that's built to last with a rugged screen, quick charging battery, and top-tier data security. Qualifying plans start at just $35 a month for unlimited talk, text, 15 gigs of data, and mobile hotspot. Pure Talk will connect you to the most dependable 5G network in America for half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year. So let Pure Talk's expert U.S. customer service team help you make the switch today. Just go to puretalk.com/Levin, L-E-V-I-N, and claim your eligibility for your free brand new Samsung 5G smartphone and start saving on wireless today. Again, go to puretalk.com/Levin to switch to my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
If you turn off your radio and open the window, you can probably hear him straight from the studio. Call Mark Levin at 877-381-3811.
3811.
You know, folks, typically if something doesn't sound right, it's not. And the thing is, we have access to information today like we've never had in the history of mankind. And now I'm telling you about TikTok, thanks to our friends at thenationalpulse.com. The corporate structure, TikTok, and governance of both ByteDance, remember that's the umbrella company, and TikTok is precisely what Representative Gallagher's legislation is meant to address. Rather than simply banning TikTok's social media app in the U.S., he aims to separate the app company from its Chinese ownership, where national security concerns arise. Allowing a popular social media app that collects massive amounts of data on American citizens to operate in the United States with virtually no regulatory scrutiny is a severe threat. Attempts to prevent U.S. data from being accessed by ByteDance have thus far failed. This leaves the United States government with one avenue forward. Force ByteDance to end its control over TikTok or ban the social media app right out. Now, you have learned more, and you now know more about this umbrella communist Chinese military operation, the umbrella corporation that effectively runs TikTok. And I don't care about these Republican bastards who are investors. And I don't care about their bastard lobbyists on Capitol Hill. It's our country, damn it. We the people. Now let me tell you something, and I mean it. I condemned, and I will keep condemning LeBron James for that damn Nike deal where he came to their defense. But by God, how do you attack him and not attack this? Which, by the way, is a million times worse. Well, Rand Paul says, why don't I give a damn what Rand Paul says? What has Rand Paul said about Iran? Not a damn word. What has he said in defense of Israel? Not a damn word. I'm going to follow Rand Paul to where? To nowhere. That's right. TikTok is the enemy. The communist Chinese government's the enemy. Whether they're intimidating basketball players or basketball management, or whether they're spying on Americans and your little kids who are using TikTok, aren't you going to defend them? Aren't you going to stand up for them? Every argument that's been put forward for TikTok has been deceiving, if not an outright lie. Well, it'll build up Facebook. Why? Because people will go to Facebook. Why? There's other platforms out there. Why are you going to go to Facebook? Facebook, I'm not even on Facebook. I want nothing to do with Facebook. See that? Wow, I got off Facebook. But on TikTok, where your little kids are, and they're collecting data, and they're collecting information, where they're spying on you, and not just you, spying on our businesses, spying on our labor unions, spying on everyone and everything, collecting the data in these massive data centers, doesn't that concern you, America? It's bad enough when our own damn government does it. And when the communist Chinese are doing it, while they're building nuclear missiles to reach your house. What about that? I remember some of these same people, like Rand Paul, when President Trump took out Soleimani, were very concerned that it was provocative. Remember that, Mr. Producer? Remember that? And I had a fit. I said, what? Provocative? They're killing our soldiers. They're maiming our soldiers. Provocative? What does it have to do with us? The what does it have to do with us crowd? The what does it have to do with us crowd in the 1930s? There's Hitler on the march. What does that have to do with us? Taking one country after, what does that have to do with us? Taking France, that's not us. What do we care? Taking Britain, well, we don't give a damn. Then we're attacked at Pearl Harbor. Oh, what happened? By their ally. Tojo. Well, how'd that happen? Because there's an access. Oh, I thought there wasn't an access. Charles Lindbergh told me there wasn't an access. And of course, he genuflected and immediately raised more money in government bonds to help fund the war than almost anybody. I was wrong. Oh, okay, he was wrong. And so were the 700,000 people who follow them in a little organization. You know what they called themselves? How dare they call themselves American Firsters? They weren't American Firsters. They're American Lasters. Just like the mouthpieces who defend TikTok and are silent on Iran. They're not American Firsters. They're American Lasters. We lost almost 500,000 men in that war. And millions of people lost their lives. What does it have to do with us? It's so far away. What does it have to do with us? I don't know. Why don't you ask Communist China? Why are they gathering all that information, America? Why do they want it? Why do they want data on you? You know what data they're getting on you? Your loans. What websites you use. You've been divorced. Any allegations against you. Anything. And everything. They're devouring every piece of information that exists on you, putting it into these huge databases. Why don't you ask them why they're doing it? I don't need to hear from Rand Paul, for God's sakes. Ask them, why are they doing it? I don't need to hear from the lobbyists that this guy Yass has paid for to cover Capitol Hill like a bunch of cockroaches, like I care what the lobbyists think. Oh, the lobbyists. Qatar is another one that buys lobbyists left and right, Republicans and Democrats. Now we have the River to the Sea crowd, the imams in Dearborn, Michigan, insisting that the Jews be exterminated. Joe Biden doesn't say a damn thing, not one damn thing. Because he's an a-hole. Sorry. How dare you call him that, Mark? I called him an a-hole. What did you think I meant? Right, Mr. Bidu? I said a-hole. Right. Apple hole's what I think he is. He's an apple hole. Yes, TikTok. Oh, my goodness. Well, now they run commercials on American TV with little business people. You know, Frank, but for TikTok, you know, our little bakery here wouldn't be. That's true, Sally. Well, we may have our disagreements over issues and so forth, but that TikTok, you know, it's very pro-American. What a bunch of Tokyo roses. Ever hear of Tokyo Rose? No. All right, I'm too old. These clowns on Capitol Hill, I'd love Rand Paul's Tokyo Rose free speech. Well, of course, it's free speech. We don't want to go down the road where we're stopping free speech. No, free speech is not free speech of the enemy to collect data on us. Of the enemy to have American front groups, billionaires, lobbyists, republicans, and Democrats all on the payroll, selling out the American people. Selling out the American people, got it? I got it. There's a debate, you see. What right do we have? What right So our government regulates everything that moves and doesn't move. Taxes everything that moves and doesn't move. It's now destroying the combustion engine. And it's putting out rules today on mufflers. It's going to destroy the automobile industry. And I just hope the union members in the automobile industry wake the hell up before their jobs are all gone. And they go over to China where they're going to make electric vehicles. No, we make them here. Every damn part in electric vehicle depends on communist China. How much more are we going to give these people? They're coming across our border. Oh, come on. Refugees. They're all military age young men. I see them. They're walking across. It's not people crawling across. They're walking across. Their backs are stiff up. They're walking across. Everything's great. Have you noticed they also speak fluent English? Did you notice that, Mr. Producer? People coming across the border can't feed themselves. They're poor. They're escaping. Their English is like it's almost British with the burps. You know, it's unbelievable. They're not spies. No, no, no. They're not here to read things. No, 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 no. Why wouldn't they be spies? If you're communist China, why wouldn't you send spies into it? Now's your shot. If you're Iran, why wouldn't you send hitmen into America to hit? And they have certain of our... Why wouldn't you do it? You will do it. If you're the Muslim Brotherhood, with ties to CARE and Hamas and all that. Why wouldn't you send your imams in here so they can go into these communities in Dearborn, Michigan, in California, in certain parts of our country, New Jersey, and spew anti-American Jew hatred? Why wouldn't you let people come across the border? Why wouldn't you? It's open season. For Venezuelan gangs, for MS-13 gangs, sex slavery, child slavery, selling kids in the pornography. It's all open now. It's all available. But, you know, I kind of like that Biden. Yeah, okay. That Biden, he's a good man. He means well. He's not Trump. Trump's Hitler. You know what Trump's going to do? I know what Trump's going to do. We had 4 years of Trump. He didn't imprison anybody. He didn't violate the Constitution. The funny thing, it's Biden trying to imprison Trump. It's Biden who's violated two Supreme Court rulings, including, you know, paying off student loans by people, your tax dollars. Many of you haven't gone to college. It's what kills me. It's like reverse redistribution of wealth. People who can barely make ends meet, people who work with their hands, are subsidizing punks who took out loans to go to college and don't want to pay them back. Oh, I'm sorry. You don't want to pay him back? No, I don't. I don't want to pay him back. Well, you didn't have me sign as a guarantor on your loan. You didn't ask me for permission whether you should get a loan. Oh, I don't care. You pay it. And that's Biden. Those aren't poor people. Those aren't refugees. Those aren't people needing help. Those are the wealthiest among us. People go to four-year college. I did. I don't ask anybody to pay my way. Went to a four-year college and a three-year thing. Too much. But you understand the point. No. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Pure Talk believes in American values and that free should mean exactly that. Free. Switch to Pure Talk today and get a free Samsung 5G smartphone. No four-line requirement, no activation fees, just a Samsung that's built to last with a rugged screen, quick charging battery, and top-tier data security. Qualifying plans start at just $35 a month for unlimited talk, text, 15 gigs of data, and mobile hotspot. Pure Talk will connect you to the most dependable 5G network in America for half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year. So let Pure Talk's expert U.S. customer service team help you make the switch today. Just go to puretalk.com/Levin, L-E-V-I-N, and claim your eligibility for your free brand new Samsung 5G smartphone and start saving on wireless today. Again, go to puretalk.com/Levin to switch to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. My brother Sid,
you know, he's on WABC in the morning. He's going to have Trump on at 8:30 tomorrow morning. You know who's going to listen, Mr. Producer? Me. Nice, right? Because I love him. I can't do that for everybody. But Sid and I have a special relationship. No, not that kind, for God's sakes. Where am I? Kamala Harris's stepdaughter. You know, it's funny. She's not considered controversial. The Trump kids are. Straight arrows, work hard. Moral kids, do the right thing. But Kamala Harris's stepdaughter, Ella Emhoff, the second guy, what do they call her? The second gentleman's daughter from his first marriage. She's a real sweetheart. What is she doing, Kamala Harris's stepdaughter, Ella Emhoff? Well, she's representative of the Democrat Party. The whole Democrat Party leadership supports Hamas. Look, if you don't support Israel, you support Hamas. It's that simple. And they have no problems with Biden funding Hamas through UNRWA, with Biden felling the PLO, with Biden funding Iran to the... As I said the other day, Iran's getting more money than Ukraine. And yet the pushback on Ukraine is enormous. The pushback on Iran is crickets. Crickets. The stepdaughter of Vice President Kamala Harris is publicly raising cash for the United Nations Relief and Works Agency. This is an agency set up for Hamas that participated in the slaughter on October 7th, and other members were well aware of it and supported it in other ways. Donald Trump cut off UNRWA. Joe Biden funds UNRWA and funds it still through another body because they think they're clever. They're not. So the terrorists, including Iran, have made a windfall on the amounts of money that Biden, Blinken, Schumer, with a clapping clown called Thomas Friedman, are supporting, going to the Islamo-Nazi regime in Tehran, to the barbaric, sadistic, subhuman Hamas, Hezbollah, PLO, and them. And Biden's funding them. Biden has blood on his hands. And Biden wants to reward them with a state. With their own state. Of course, carved out of Israel's ancestral homeland, including its original capital. But don't worry. Don't worry. Biden's a good guy. Oh, and Schumer has a... I read this piece in the Jerusalem Post. I wish I hadn't. I lost my lunch. And I don't like losing my lunch. I need it. And there they are. A long piece in the Jerusalem Post, which isn't what it used to be. A very liberal newspaper. They 90% of the articles on all the fantastic things. All the fantastic things that Schumer did for the state of Israel. And so thus, we're very disappointed in the davening Schumer standing there in the Senate, up and down and up and down. Very disappointed in what he did here. That's the best they could do. I told you before how Schumer conducts himself. Schumer is a cheap, punk street politician. That's all he is. That's all he's done his entire life. Guy's got no class. He's got no substance. He's got no principles. He's a complete sleazeball. When you look up the phrase sleazeball, it's got a picture of Schumer right next to it. It's about Schumer, his party, and power. That's all he gives a damn about. This guy got elected to the state assembly before he took the New York bar exam. 25 years old. Then he gets elected to Congress. At an extremely young age, somebody either croaked or resigned, I don't know. But then he fills in it. Then he sits there for decades, but he's eyeballing the Senate. Now he's in the Senate. So Chuck Schumer's, what's he, 75 years old, give or take? He's literally been in government for half a century. A piece of S like this guy, half a century. Because you Democrats in New York put him there. You put him there. So welcome to the hell that he is raining down on you. You Democrats in New York, he did this. You did this. I'll be right back. In today's digital age, where cyber threats loom larger than ever, safeguarding your personal information is paramount. So why is Congress considering a law that could put your credit card data at greater risk of being hacked and exposed to foreign networks? This Durbin-Marshall credit card bill could jeopardize your financial data, make it more susceptible to cyber intrusions. It's a controversial bill that proposes a shift in billions of dollars worth of consumer transactions to payment networks that lack the robust security measures consumers rely on. Who could possibly want that? Well, the answer, woke corporate megastores seeking to inflate their multi-billion dollar profit margins. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill will undermine our safe and convenient payment systems and endanger your data security. It's time to take a stand. Visit electronicpaymentscoalition.org. Make your voice heard. Tell your senators to oppose the radical Durbin-Marshall credit card bill, paid for by the Electronic Payments Coalition.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Man, we've only just begun here. We've gone through 2 hours. We've got an hour left. I think we're going to start the Mark Levin Marathon. I'm sure our friends at WABC won't mind. The Mark Levin Marathon. I like the way that sounds, don't you, Mr. Producer? We'll go from 6 to midnight. With short breaks for the restroom. Although, I'm almost like a camel. Well, that's for another day.
New York Post, Kamala Harris's stepdaughter, Ella Emhoff, publicly raising money for relief group allegedly tied to October 7th terrorist attack on Israel. By John Levine. This guy is a damn good reporter. Now, he's not as economical as I am. Levin has no E on the end. Levine has an E on the end. Although his name is John, J-O-N, and mine's Mark, so he's more economic. Doesn't matter. Guy's good. Very good. The stepdaughter of Vice President Kamala Harris is publicly raising cash for the United Nations Relief and Workers Agency called UNRWA. 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 Even the United States has cut funding to the group over its members' alleged participation in the October terrorist attack. Yeah, well, the problem is it's funding another group to get around UNRWA to do exactly the same thing. But that's a footnote. Ella Emhoff, whose father is second gentleman, Doug Emhoff. Second, who's the first gentleman? The president? Is he a gentleman, Biden? And why are we using words like gentleman? Shouldn't it be like gentle person? Gentle person. He's a gentle person. We don't identify genitalia. That's why I said, she's the first woman vice president. Excuse me. What? We don't identify genitalia. Well, then what is she the first of? I don't know. But not woman. That much I know. We urge Ms. Emhoff to go on the website of UN Watch and read our reports showing how UNRWA teachers and school principals systematically promote and encourage jihadi terrorism and the slaughter of Jews, much like, CNN, MSNBC, and the New York Slimes, said Hillel Neuer, executive director of the nonprofit United Nations Watchdog. Boy, that's got to be more than a full-time job. I'm sure that if Ms. Emhoff understood how UNRWA promotes hatred and murder, she would stop raising money for them and she would apologize to the victims. No, she wouldn't. She wouldn't stop and she wouldn't apologize. Because you have to be Helen Keller. You have to be deaf, dumb, and blind. And I'm a big fan of Helen Keller, of course. You have to be Helen Keller not to see what's going on and hear what's going on at this point. UNRWA, the largest employer in Gaza, has long faced international criticism for its close ties to Hamas, which has ruled the enclave since 2006. President Trump cut USAID to the organization in 2018, a decision Biden initially reversed when he took office. What else did Biden do when he took office? He took the Houthis off the terrorism list. Oh, that was genius. He kept funding going to the PLO in violation of the Stuart Taylor Act. Yes. The Taylor Act is what I should say. Well, why did he do that? I don't know. He's an idiot. The rapprochement ended, however, in January. Israel had to present evidence, you see, that they were involved in the slaughter of the Jews on October 7th. As many as 450 UNRWA workers are members of extremist groups in the Gaza Strip, says Israel. Hamas tunnels were uncovered under the agency headquarters in Gaza, on and on and on and on. Their blood-soaked fingerprints are everywhere, America. But the first, don't say woman, vice president in American history, and her stepdaughter, that would be the daughter, or not daughter, the child of the second non, whatever. The fact of the matter is, she's in the circle. I have to say, the Bidens and the Harrises, what a family. I mean, Biden has Hunter Biden, right, Mr. Producer? The biggest of sleazeballs in every way, whether it's drugs, whether it's prostitutes, whether it's money laundering, not paying your taxes, and on and on. He, like, fits the bill for everything the Democrats say they don't like, but they embrace. And then we have Kamala's stepdaughter, the second nitwits, a.k.a. gentleman daughter, Ella Emhoff, who's literally publicly raising money for a terrorist group. With imams in this country, in Dearbornistan, parts of California, New Jersey, whatever you want to call it, New Dearbornistan, whatever, talking about overthrowing America, talking about eliminating the Jews, nobody says a damn thing. Except a handful of us, me. Nobody. I've been waiting for Rand Paul. Rand Paul won't say anything, Mr. Producer. I don't think Rand Paul criticized the president of Harvard or University of Pennsylvania, MIT. What's that all about, Rand? Come on, Rand. Come on, tell us. You know, I know, Rand. I know where you're coming from, Rand, or not. Come on, say it. Say it, you little. Say it. But what do I know? Now, Hamas tunnels were uncovered under the agency headquarters and got... Oh, they thought it was termites. They couldn't believe all that drilling and noise going on. It couldn't possibly be Hamas building tunnels. Come on! One released Israeli hostage said they were held prisoner in the home of an UNRWA teacher. No doubt a member of a teacher's union. The UNRWA teacher's union. I could see it now. Randy Weingarten there. But of course she wouldn't. The United States is extremely troubled by the allegations of 12 UNRWA This is the State Department. The State Department that is loaded with anti-Semites and Islamists. The State Department in the 30s and 40s that was loaded with neo-Nazis supporting Hitler. Loaded! Hasn't changed all that much under Democrat FDR and under Democrat Joe Biden, has it? And yet they talk about Trump. Tell me, who is more in common with the Third Reich? The Democrat Party and the Biden regime and the way they treat Netanyahu and the Jews? Or Donald Trump? Who was one of our great presidents, in my personal opinion, but also the greatest president that ever supported the state of Israel. They call him Hitler. That's what I'm saying. How sick these people are. They're using Hamas numbers. They're trashing the commander-in-chief of Israel. They're demanding that Israel destroy itself by giving up its ancestral homelands where its original head capital was and so forth. Shiloh, I've told you, Shiloh is the place where all the tribes came together of Israel and formally created the Jewish faith. That would become Palestinian. Hebron. The peaceful Palestinians slaughtered the Jewish families there. So there's literally 85 Jewish families left in Hebron, protected by the Israeli security forces. Last night, missiles and bullets were shot into the small little community of the Jews there. And I was waiting for Blinken to issue some kind of visa restraint or punishment on the peaceful Palestinians, but they didn't. And who is buried in Hebron, Mr. Producer? Abraham. The patriarchs. And all the matriarchs but one. They're all buried in Hebron, and the Palestinians claim that's their territory. My dad was a very, very smart man. Excuse me. Very, very intelligent. Not self-educated, but when it came to the higher level sort of scholarship, not self-taught. But he would speak in very simple ways. And I've told you this before. He said, Mark, I want you to pull out the Bible. Better yet, the Torah, that part of the Bible. What most people call the Old Testament, what Jews call Torah. All right, take it out. Yes. I want you to show me anywhere in the Bible talks about all kinds of people where it talks about the Palestinians. I said, they're not in there, Dad. Oh, really? Well, where did that name come from? It came from Arafat in 1965. The Palestinians were Arabs and are Arabs. They're Bedouins. They have no claim, historically or otherwise, to any land in the Middle East. Any. So Arafat, in one of the most brilliant acts of marketing, he decided that he would call this particular group of Arabs Palestinians for Palestine. The Jews historically were called Palestinians. Palestine. He said, no, no. Nobody calls themselves Palestinians today. They call themselves, we're the Palestinians. Oh, wow, you're the original, you know, that sort of thing. Arafat was born in Egypt. Arafat was pushed out of Jordan. The King of Jordan's daddy is a pretend king. Jordan is a pretend country. Why? Because the British created Jordan in the boundaries of modern state of Israel. The British didn't create the Jewish homeland. They created the modern boundaries and borders, which they inherited from the Ottoman Empire. They did the same thing for Jordan. Why? There is no Jordan. They created two states, the two-state solution, and Jordan was to be the home of the Arabs. Over 60%, almost 70% of the population of Jordan today is what we call today, the last half century, Palestinian. So why isn't that the Palestinian home? Well, even though the current king's wife is a Palestinian, the current king is not a Palestinian Arab. He's a different kind of Arab. And back when his daddy controlled the throne, you know, they're inbreds. They pass a country one to the other. Syria, they do the same thing. You know, Saudi Arabia, they do the same thing. New York, they do the same thing with the Cuomos. But that's a whole other story. So anyway. Well, Arafat and the newly formed Palestinians in 1970 decided to overthrow the king. And the king didn't like it. So he slaughtered them. He specifically sent his jets into the so-called Palestinian refugee camps and slaughtered them. Thousands and thousands and thousands of them. They weren't even military. They weren't even militia. And forced that element of the Palestinian population out of Jordan into what is today Israel. And in the 1948 war, Jordan stole Judea and Samaria from the Jewish people, stole Jerusalem, mostly, from the Jewish people, destroyed their synagogues, were destroying their historic sites and so forth. So Jordan was the two-state solution, as we put in modern-day parlance. But now Israel's supposed to split off Judea and Samaria. Judea. Sound familiar? That's where Shiloh is. The original capital, really the formation of the Jewish faith. Just give it to Hamas. Or the peaceful Palestinians. Give it to them. Who are they? We don't know. We don't know who leads them. We never talk to them. We can't identify them. I'd bring them on my show. Who is it? Who is it? And this is why Joe Biden is an ignoramus. He doesn't care. He wants those votes from those imams. He wants the votes from the people who go to those mosques and listen to the imams who talk about the river to the sea. And then if you dare to raise it and point it out, you're Islamophobic. No, I'm pro-American. And as I've said many, many times, I'll show you where Islamophobia is. It's in the Middle East where Muslims are slaughtering Muslims. No place on the face of the earth are more Muslims dying than in the Middle East. Not at the hands of Jews or Christians or Buddhists or Hindus. Not at the hands of the American people. No, at the hands of Muslims. Ask the Syrians. Ask the Iranians. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Bloodbath? Only we can say bloodbath. We get to decide who can use what words. Vermin? Oh, you must be Hitler. You're vermin, but come on! We decide what words you can use.
We. The government and their media operation. They decide what you can say, how you can say it. They wish to intimidate you. You want to know the real reason Obama is in London? And traveling Europe right now, Mr. Producer, you want to know the real reason? Because he was sent there at the request, I'm guessing, of the Biden administration. They're putting out the story that Biden's very jealous of Obama, which is likely the case. I mean, Obama can walk and talk and chew gum at the same time. Biden cannot do any of those things. But that said, Biden's always been a small, thin-skinned little you-know-what. I mean, it's Obama that made him president, effectively. He's there to help organize the effort against Israel. That's why he's being sent there, because his nimrods, like Blinken and the others, they're all sprinkled around Biden for that very purpose, to undermine that state. So that's why he's there. Whoa, 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 whoa. Joe Biden once used the word, the banned phrase, bloodbath, Mr. Producer? Wow. Here in a political article from 2020, we found this almost exactly 4 years ago. He says at a private fundraiser, we can't let happen is let this primary become a negative bloodbath. Ooh. I know I'm going to get a lot of suggestions on how to respond to what I suspect will be an increasingly negative campaign that Bernie brothers will run. But we can't tear this party apart and reelect Trump. We have to keep our eyes on the ball, in my view, and have to avoid a bloodbath. There's only one candidate in this race who worked with racists and segregationists and was a racist and segregationist that tried to keep little black kids from going to school with little white kids, calling it a jungle. That would be Joe Robinette Biden. There's only one man running in this race who was praised by George Wallace. That would be Joe Robinette Biden. Where are you, media? You don't want to report it, do you?
Mark Levin, the thunder on the right. Call in now, 877-381-3811.
Listen to this. This is Joe Biden in 1992. On Bush 41 versus Yitzhak Shamir, who was actually quite good prime minister. Now, I want you to listen carefully. I want you to listen carefully to Joe Biden, 1992, on George H.W. Bush, Bush 41 versus Yitzhak Shamir, the prime minister of Israel. Listen to this. Cut 13, go.
Why is there any incentive for the Arabs to make any compromise in the peace talks? Why, if they know that they must only wait for the United States will do their bargaining for them, why would they compromise? Why would they be reasonable? The absurd notion that publicly vilifying Israel will somehow change its policy. Who in the hell do we think we're dealing with? What makes us think, even if the administration is 100% correct on the policy, what makes them think that in the midst of an election campaign, in the midst of a so-called peace talk, that we can publicly vilify a nation and think that any leader is going to say, now I will yield before the world in God because I have been told. What in the hell do we think we're doing? Now, folks, think about this. Why? What is the purpose of doing what was done? These are smart women and men who are putting together this policy. What is the purpose? Do you think that Shamir, in the middle of a re-election campaign, is going to say, mea culpa, mea culpa, mea maxima culpa? I am sorry, I am sorry, I am heartily sorry. I will change my mind. Re-elect me.
There you go. 1992. This piece of shoe, POS, this is what he does. This is what he says. I've never done this back-to-back before, but I'm going to. I know that the media and the left and the Democrats, some rhinos, are hard of... Well, they're slow listeners. Let me put it that way. This is really incredible. This jerk sounds like me, Mr. Badu. And now look what he does today, the exact opposite. One more time. Cut 13, go.
Why is there any incentive for the Arabs to make any compromise in the peace talks? Why, if they know that they must only wait for the United States will do their bargaining for them, why would they compromise? Why would they be reasonable? The absurd notion that publicly vilifying Israel will somehow change its policy. Who in the hell do we think we're dealing with? What makes us think, even if the administration is 100% correct on the policy, what makes them think that in the midst of an election campaign, in the midst of a so-called peace talk, that we can publicly vilify a nation and think that any leader is going to say, now I will yield before the world in God because I have been told? What in the hell do we think we're doing? Now, folks, think about this. Why? What is the purpose of doing what was done? These are smart women and men who are putting together this policy. What is the purpose? Do you think that Shamir, in the middle of a re-election campaign, is going to say, mea culpa, mea culpa, mea maxima culpa? I am sorry, I am sorry, I am heartily sorry. I will change my mind. Re-elect me.
Mr. Producer, I would like you to post that now, or as soon as you can, under the heading, Biden in 1992 eviscerates Biden of 2024. That way it'll spread far and wide. And yet here's President Trump talking about Israel and Biden on Fox yesterday. Cut 14, go.
They're very bad for Israel. The Democrats are very bad for Israel. Israel sticks with them. I guess Israel's loyal, maybe to a fault, because they stick with these guys. Biden is so bad for Israel. They should have never been attacked. If Biden were good to Israel, they wouldn't have been attacked.
But President Biden has been a strong supporter of Israel because of the terrorist attacks.
If he were a supporter of Israel, the Iran nuclear deal would have never been signed and Israel would have never been attacked, Howie.
Well, Schumer is, of course, the top Jewish Democrat in Washington. Yeah. And he says that Netanyahu is too willing to tolerate the civilian toll in Gaza, and that he's more concerned.
Let me just stop, and I don't know Howard Kurtz. I have nothing against him. He's excellent at what he does, but I don't do things this way. It's not they say this, they say that. I'm interested in, and by the way, everybody does interviews like that, so I'm not picking on anybody in the least, as I said. I don't know him, but I'm sure he's a very, very good man. He's a professional. But I do my interviews different than everybody, different than... Not just how I don't care what his opponents say about Netanyahu or Trump. I'm digging into their views on the issue, regardless of what the opponents say. Now, that makes me kind of out there in right field. But that's okay. I'm just pointing something out. I don't think it's technical, just pointing out a different way of approaching these things. Go ahead.
A pariah. Your reaction?
Well, they lost a lot of people on October 7th, too. People have to remember that.
Oh, you know, people should never
forget. I think maybe he's forgotten it. He doesn't forget it. He looks at where do I get more votes? And I guess he's seeing, you know, the Palestinians, and he's seeing the marches, and they are big. And he says, I want to go that way instead of Israel. I don't know how Israel stays with these people. I just don't know. But he obviously said, I see a lot of people protesting out there, and they happen to be Palestinians or wherever from the Middle East. And he was probably shocked to see it. And all of a sudden, he dumped Israel. That's what he's doing. He dumped Israel.
Well, he's not walking away. But what would be in light of
that? Stop. See, that's what I mean. You're interviewing Donald Trump, not yourself. Well, he's not walking. You don't see me do that. And I'm not going to. It's not. You're asking Trump what he thinks. Go ahead.
He is walking away. I mean, he just said essentially that Bibi Netanyahu should take a walk.
Right. And in light of those comments by Senator Schumer, what would be your message if you were to talk to Bibi Netanyahu?
Well, I think you have to finish it up and do it quickly and get back to the world of peace.
I love this guy. I really do. Doesn't he just make common sense? Kick the crap out of them, eliminate them, be done with them, and then let's move on. And by the way, if Hezbollah attacked, he'd say the same thing. All right, now beat the crap out of them. You'd see none of this what's going on today. Even Biden attacks the Biden of today in 1992. This is all insanity. It's all because Biden is the totalitarian. Biden is the totalitarian. It's his vote that matters. And he's getting votes from the imams and the river to the sea crowd. These are not peaceful Palestinians who seek peace in the Middle East. They seek evisceration and obliteration in the Middle East. And the best effort of the media isn't going to change it. The same media that uses the Hamas figures, the same New York Times that hires people who were involved on October 7th. Where am I, Mr. Producer? Oh, here I am. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
The chair of the House Subcommittee, Barry Loudermilk, who you know, we've had him on the program a couple of times. We had him on TV this weekend. He said, yes, we want to hold people accountable. He said, yes, that means testifying under oath. And yes, that means referring the possibility that committee members will face punishment for criminal investigations. Now, keep in mind who controls the criminal side. That's a Biden and his regime. But that said, even a referral is a big deal under these circumstances. He says, I think it's going to be a little ways down the road because there's so much more information we need to get. And by the way that this committee sabotaged the incoming majority committee, the Republicans, is so extensive. It would have made the Viet Cong during the Vietnam War really shocked at how good this committee was. All kinds of tricks, punchy sticks, all kinds of stuff going on here to prevent the Republicans from getting the information that they need. Why? It's cover up. That's why. Right? Dizzy Lizzie? Oh, she's very upset. Very. They just keep lying, these Republicans. They're the absolute worst. I don't know what's happened to the Republicans. I don't know what's happened to them. Here we are, destroying information, putting information behind walls that cannot be penetrated. Here we are, selectively choosing witnesses, censoring the testimony of others. Video is missing, emails missing, texts missing, information sent to Biden, who won't know to give it to the committee unless he redacts it, even though it belongs to the House. I mean, come on now. And January 6th and Donald Trump. Look, I have a bit of a nasal voice, Mr. Producer. It's gotten better since, you know. But she sounds like Jake Tapper, don't you think? Can you imagine each one of them in your ear? I can't, and nor will I. There's still documents that we need to get hold of. We still don't have passwords for the encrypted documents. They brought in these forensic experts, some of them former FBI, and they can't penetrate it. Now, that information would be good to protect us from the communist Chinese and the reprobates in our own Congress who, hey, tic-tac, free speech. Shut up, you idiot. But that said, you see what they've done? This is a cover-up. The January 6th committee. Oh, wait a minute. We have it on my calendar, January 6th. Every year, we're going to celebrate it. January, the insurrection of it. By the way, Mr. Former Vice President, others, you talk about Trump, he's going to pardon January 6ers. And there's so many people who really didn't commit any offense of any significant kind. And I see our friends on these panels, they have a liberal that's... Do you folks realize that Barack Obama and Bill Clinton pardoned real terrorists who killed real people in the Puerto Rican independence movement in New York? They pardoned them.
Well, but at least they weren't on Capitol Hill. We salute our armed forces, police officers, firefighters, emergency personnel, our truckers, freedom fighters in Ukraine, and our brothers and sisters in Israel. Take heart. We the people back you. See you tomorrow, America. God bless you.